tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, today I've got another story about migrants, and it follows on from yesterday when we were talking about migration problems in Britain with illegal immigration. And today we're going to be covering a follow-up story, I guess you could call this, on the massive migration crisis that took place around about 2016, when millions of migrants swarmed into Europe from places like Syria, and in particularly in Germany, where Angela Merkel literally called for these migrants to come into Germany and said that she would open up Germany to them. And she famously said, "We can do this." And there were footage of young German women with these signs saying, "Refugees are welcome." And they were literally waiting for them at the airports and cheering them like they were rock stars and handing them out sweets and drinks. And of course, there was a massive increase in murders and rapes and abductions of children, increase in terrorism. Some horrendous things happened in Germany after this. And we are told, and I'm sure the German people were told, "Well, we need these people here because they will pay our taxes." Well, now Angela Merkel is admitting another reason for why she did this. Not just because they will pay taxes, but also because they will be likely to vote for people like Angela Merkel. The headline of this news article comes from GB News. It says, "Angela Merkel demands people with a migrant background vote against right-wing Alternative for Deutschland party." And it has a subheading. It says, "The former chancellor accepted more than 1 million, quote, refugees into Germany at the height of the Syrian civil war." As I say, it was even more than that. And it wasn't just into Germany. These people were coming into Britain, coming into Sweden. They were just flooding into Europe at the time, which you would really think that our leaders would have more sense than this. It was quite clear that Europe was backing the so-called rebels that were attacking Syria at the time. Assad, President Assad, was telling us that these so-called rebels are actually jihadis. They are Islamic extremists. They are beheading people and attacking Christians. And the West was supporting them. We were calling them a Syrian Transitional Council, I think. We had the Libyan Transitional Council. We also had the Syrian Transitional Council. We had the so-called Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, which was based in the south of England, not even based in Syria, which was providing... They were the so-called verified source for Western news, even though they didn't even live in Syria. And they were coming out with these figures talking about how Assad was brutalizing his people, gassing his own people, killing his own people. The same cliched accusations that we've been hearing since World War II, basically. And it was quite clear that the West was funding these radicals to go into Syria. I can remember at the time of Libya, there were, and this was mainstream sources reporting this, that in the mosques in Britain, they were offering to pay something ridiculous, like £2,000 a day or £5,000 a week to anybody that wanted to go over to Libya and fight against Gaddafi or go to Syria and fight against Assad. It was quite explicitly being supported by Western governments, particularly by the British government. They were supporting the people that were going into Libya to overturn Gaddafi and going into Syria. Once they had finished destroying Libya, they effectively took all the weapons they had been given and the hardware, and they advanced on Syria with it. And then, of course, they destroyed Syria and created masses of refugees. And the refugees came to Europe, the very people that were sponsoring the people attacking Syria. So it's highly likely that these people that were coming into Europe would also have a great hatred of the Europeans for being responsible for what's happening to their homeland. I mean, it's exactly the same thing now. You've got America destroying Iran. You've got, it could be possibly millions of Iranian refugees that will then come to Europe. Europe is seen as supporting America. I mean, Keir Starmer may say, well, our bases are only being used for defensive purposes, but it won't be seen like that by the Iranians. And you will have the people in Iran seeing their country being destroyed by Europe and America, and then they come to Europe, and Europe says, welcome refugees, we welcome all these refugees, and then they're going to hold a hatred of the Europeans for what we've done to Iran, a real visceral hatred of Europe. We should not be allowing any Iranians in. But I fear that we will do. And this is an example of what happens. Angela Merkel, despite her country supporting the attacks against Syria, they then welcome in the people that they're attacking. I mean, it's just beyond belief how anybody could do that. It's like going and attacking a house down the street and butchering members of the family and destroying the house, and then saying to the ones that are left, oh, you can come and live in my house if you want with my family. And then surprise, surprise, your own family gets slaughtered in revenge. It's just unbelievable how our leaders can do something like this. And of course, the answer to that is, well, they don't actually represent our interests, and they don't actually have any in-group loyalty. And actually, we have members of our government that aren't even part of our ethnic group. They're part of other ethnic groups. So why should they be doing anything to benefit our ethnic group? They've got their own ethnic group to look out for. Well, let's have a look at the article here. Former German Chancellor Angela Merkel has demanded that people with a migrant background vote against the right-wing party Alternative for Germany. And this reminds me of Tony Blair and Jack Straw as well. Jack Straw, the Home Secretary for Tony Blair, they said that they literally went out scouting for people to bring into Europe or bring into Britain from outside of Europe deliberately to rub the right's nose in it. And that's a quote. It was deliberately done to harm the right wing. And at the time, that was the BNP. So they deliberately wanted to do this. And when the BNP were being successful in a particular borough or area, what the Labour Party would do is then flood that area with people who were non-white. And of course, they would then vote for Labour, and the BNP would have no chance of getting in again. So, I mean, it's a tried and tested formula to get rid of your political opponents, is to just bring in loads of people from outside. Why are countries allowed to do this? I don't know. It should be a crime to replace one electorate with another electorate. I mean, it's tampering with elections, really, to bring in a different demographic that you know are going to vote in a different way. And that's what Jack Straw was doing, and that's what the Labour Party was doing. And it was accused at the time that this is what's going on, and they're just bringing in these people because they know they're going to vote for them. The same allegation was made about Joe Biden. He's bringing in all these migrants from all around the world because he knows that they will vote for the Democrats. That's why he's doing this. And now we have Angela Merkel pretty much admitting this. Dr. Merkel, who accepted more than 1 million quote-unquote refugees into Germany, has now urged the country's foreign-born voters to oust the AfD. I would like people with a migration background or with a migration history to join forces with those who do not make common cause with the AfD. It always interests me this when they say, oh, the country's foreign born. Well, it really doesn't matter where somebody is born. It doesn't matter what country somebody is born in. It doesn't change who they are, does it? What changes who they are is who their ancestors were. That's what matters, what your ancestry is, not what country you were born in. What doesn't matter where an animal is born, whether a horse is born in a field or it's born in a barn. It's still going to be a horse. If a cat's born in the barn, it doesn't make it a horse. It makes it a cat. It's what type of being you are. It doesn't matter where you're actually born. It's what your ancestry is. It's what ethnic group you belong to. That's what matters. And that's what she means here. She means people from other ethnic groups to the indigenous Germans need to vote for parties that are against the indigenous Germans. I mean, what she's doing is she is conspiring with an out-group in order to harm her own in-group. And that's, well, it's absolutely pathological. There are some particular types of parasite that when they get inside their host, they cause their host to act in ways which are harmful to that host animal. And it's a similar way here. It's as if some European people act in ways which are harmful to the group's interests. What is it that has caused this? Well, there are lots of different theories. A spiteful mutants theory, I think, is quite a good theory, which says that years ago, there was lots of child mortality. So 90% of the people that are alive today would never have made it to adulthood a couple of hundred years ago. But since the increases in medicine and healthcare and vaccines, we've managed to find ways to keep these people alive. And that means that they introduce these weak genes into the population. And if you have weak genes, which means that you are receptive to things like obesity and you're of low IQ and other things, they're also going to have issues mentally, psychologically. You're going to be doing things which are harmful to the group, effectively. So you have this spiteful mutants theory, that the reason why we're doing so many things that are harmful for our group and acting in such a suicidal way is because 90% of our group today would never have made it to adulthood 200 years ago. And that's the reason why they come out with these crazy ideas. Other ideas is that, well, and again, you have to give credence to this, it's plausible, is that you have members of other ethnic groups that are now parts of our government, part of our culture, part of our establishment, and they support policies which are going to benefit them without a thought of if they're going to disproportionately affect us. They will, and it's quite right that they should be doing things to protect themselves, and they shouldn't really be concerned about other groups. They should be putting their group's needs first. And again, you have these groups within our society. They put their needs first, and we have nobody that puts our needs first. And the people that should be putting our needs first are persuaded by the members of these other ethnic groups to do what's in the best interests of these other ethnic groups. And the way that this persuasion is done is by playing on our sense of guilt and fair play. You only have to say, well, look at these poor people. They're far worse off than we are. We should be helping them, surely. And if you say, well, no, why should we help them? When you're obviously being a mean person, aren't you? So because white people have this heightened sense of justice and fair play, that gets played upon. I mean, there are various reasons for why we harm ourselves. And although we might still have these problems if we still had ethnically homogenous countries and we were still an ethnically homogenous group of people, we might still have these problems, but they'd be much smaller problems and they'd be much easier to deal with because it would only be our own people that we were dealing with rather than members of these other ethnic groups. Continuing with what Angela Merkel had to say here, she said, I wish everyone would stand together against this party, that's the AfD, and we do not split ourselves as a political centre. I say unto those who have a migration history and those who have none, because then our country would become weaker against the AfD. Well, what weakens a country is having different ethnic groups in it, isn't it, really? Because each ethnic group has its own specific interests. And if you're going to have different ethnic groups within one territory, they're going to have different interests. And just look at the Catholics and the Protestants in Ireland. They're part of the same, biologically, they're the same people. But just because they have slightly different culture, they ended up having all the troubles, a century of war between the two groups, even though they're very, very close physically, just because they have a different culture. What do you think it does when you have a country with people that are vastly different to one another in that country? Well, the country ends up tearing itself apart. Angela Merkel says, whether a German citizen has been a German citizen for 2 years or for 4 days or the entire family for three generations, it doesn't matter. We are the German people. Well, I would say no. Just because you're a German citizen does not mean that you are part of the German people. The German people is an ethnic group, not a citizen group. You can't say that somebody who has a German passport is therefore German, in the same way you can't say that someone who has a British passport is therefore British. I mean, there may be a Japanese man with a German passport. Does that mean that that Japanese man is part of the German people? No, it doesn't. It means the Japanese man is just a German citizen. Citizenship is not the same thing as ethnicity. You know, this shows you this failure that there is really amongst our leaders to understand the difference between these. And it's not surprising they don't understand the difference, because they've been propagandized into thinking there is no difference ever since the war. She says, we must also stick together when we have to take action against people who have completely different ideas about our future, she told Hesse Broadcasting. What does she mean by our future? I mean, she's part of one group, the German people, and she's talking to members of other groups who are not the German people, and then she's talking about our future. Well, what does she mean, our? She cannot include these other groups in our future, because our future for her is the German future, because she's German. This is what I mean by these split loyalties. If you have different ethnic groups within a country, you're going to end up with split loyalties, and that's going to cause issues, particularly when you're having to make a decision between one group and another. Like, you might have an ethnic group in your country, it might be a person who's a part of another ethnic group, and they might be very, very supportive of your ethnic group. They might help your ethnic group. But there could come a situation where they have to make a decision. Do I help my own ethnic group, or do I help this other ethnic group? And they're going to help their own, aren't they? It's the same as if you're part of a family and somebody within your own family needs your help, you're likely to go and help that person from your own family more so than helping somebody that's from a completely different family down the road. I mean, it's just common sense here. Blood is thicker than water is a very old proverb that we used to say, and it's extremely true. Blood is more important than anything, and yet we've been propagandized into thinking different. And we can see here Angela Merkel thinks differently. She thinks that she's part of a multicultural group rather than thinking that she's part of the German ethnicity. In 2015, Dr. Merkel was responsible for the settling of over 1 million asylum seekers, mostly from Syria, into the country. Well, they mostly claimed they came from Syria because they knew that they would have a free pass into the country if they said they were from Syria. Defined by her pledge, Wir schaffen das, or we can do it, the programme led to over 200,000 Syrians getting citizenship. So they admit it there. They're Syrians with German citizenship. They're not part of the German people. They're part of the Syrian people. That's why it refers to them as Syrians gaining citizenship. They didn't magically become German after being given this bit of paper saying they were a German citizen. Alice Wiedel, the co-chairwoman of the AfD and its candidate for chancellor, responded by blasting Dr. Merkel for inflicting severe damage to the country. Merkel has inflicted severe damage on Germany. In addition to the ruin of our energy infrastructure and the open borders for everyone from all over the world, she is now calling on naturalized people with a migration background not to vote for the AfD, Ms. Wiedel said. In 2025 German federal elections, the party achieved a 20.8% vote share its best result in German-wide elections and receiving the second most seats in the Bundestag, Germany's parliament. So they're actually the opposition party, yet the party that is in power is a coalition. And this is what we see happen with all of these nationalist parties. When it looks like they are actually going to succeed and win the vote, you will see that these other parties will unite against them. And I fear that is what we might well see in the next British election. We could see Labour uniting with the Green Party in order to defeat Restore. Or you could end up with Reform uniting with the Tories in order to go against Restore. And this is what happens when you have a first-past-the-post system. It's much better that you have proportional representation, and then your man, your guy, the person that you want to represent you, is still going to have a voice, even though they didn't actually, you know, win the mass majority of the vote. There's all sorts of issues with the democratic systems that we have. In some ways, I think the monarchy was better, because at least you could hold the king, you could hold the king to blame for if things went wrong. Anytime something goes wrong, if you have a democracy, you can just say, oh, well, it was the previous party's fault. I mean, Labour do it today. They say, well, it was the Conservatives' fault. And when you talk to the Conservatives, they say, oh, well, it was Labour's fault. If you had a king, there's nobody else that he can blame. Of course, this is one of the reasons why people in places like Russia, they think our system of democracy here is ridiculous. When we say, well, why don't you get rid of Putin? They were like, well, why would we want to get rid of Putin? He knows what he's doing. He's been doing the same job for the last 20 years. Why would we want to replace him with somebody who's got no idea how to do the job? And I think that's a fair criticism of Western democracy. A coalition between Friedrich Merz's Christian Democratic Union of Germany, the CDU, and the Christian Social Union in Bavaria earned the most seats and formed a coalition government with the Social Democratic Party of Germany. So look at that. In order to actually become first, you had to have three different parties in coalition against the Alternative for Deutschland. So it's not that Alternative for Deutschland shouldn't even be in the opposition. They should be running the country. It's not on that you can just perform these coalitions in order to keep the people who are most popular out of government. German influencer Naomi Seibt, who was handed asylum in the US after being targeted by German intelligence, said Dr. Merkel is now admitting the reason for bringing migrants into the country. She said that the snake says the quiet part out loud. She knows that the AfD is the most popular party in Germany, so she calls on migrants in Germany to stand together with German leftists. So she's really quite treasonous to her own people there. And of course, the reason why she does that, she thinks that she is being very, very moral by doing this, because she fervently believes that there is no such thing as the German people. It's just a group of people that all have the same citizenship status. So this is how she can convince herself that it's a good thing to do this. She imported voters to kill the right. Literally, judging by crime statistics. And that is interesting, because we have seen quite a few members of the Alternative for Deutschland party really violently attacked and hospitalised by people on the left. And yet she's saying here that they're importing voters to kill the right. So, and when she says literally judging by crime statistics, well, again, that's because the people that we bring in from these other countries, they are more likely to carry out crimes. Even if they've been living in the country for quite some time, if you take America, for instance, and you look at violent crime or murder statistics, for instance, you will see that the 13% of the population that are black are actually responsible for 56% of the murders. So they're 4 to 5 times more likely to murder people than white Americans. And black Americans have been living in they've been in the country for centuries, and they still haven't acclimatized, or they still haven't changed their temperament that leads to them being more likely to carry out these sorts of crimes, it's because they're a different ethnic group and they're more likely to lose their temper than other ethnic groups. And that's the reason. They're less likely to have self-control over themselves when they get extremely angry. Not all of them, of course. Not all of them are murderers. But they are more likely to be murderers than white people. And, of course, the left-wing argument to that is to say, oh yes, but 44 of all the murders are carried out by white people. Well, not really, because, yeah, okay, 44 carried out by white people, but their percentage of the population is 6 or 7 times as much. So the percentage of murders should be 6 or 7 times higher than what it is for blacks. But, of course, it's not. It's the other way around. It's the same in Britain. If you look at black people that are in prison for violent crimes, you'll see that they're 4 or 5 times more likely to be in prison for these crimes. Even higher percentage when you look at youth offending. And to find that out, all you have to do is go and have a look at the David Lammy report, which tells you how many black people are in prison for violent crimes. And he thinks that what's to blame for this is racism. And I would suggest, well, I don't think it is racism. I think the reason why black people are more likely to commit violent crime is exactly the same reason why men are more likely to carry out crimes than women. It's just a fact that men are different to women, and it's a fact that black men are different to white men. Miss Sabet, 25, applied for asylum in the States out of fear of political persecution in Germany as a result of her right-wing views. Dubbed the anti-Greta, the German influencer claimed she faced death threats and was being spied on by German intelligence. I'm sure she was. German intelligence even spies on the Alternative for Deutschland, the party in opposition. That's how oppressive the German state is. And of course, Germany isn't actually responsible for writing its own constitution, its own laws. It was imposed upon it after the Second World War. Germany is really still under the control of the Allies, particularly America. Half of Berlin, the Russian half of Berlin, gave up its claim to Berlin. But America never gave up its claim to West Berlin. America and the Allies never gave up their claim on Germany, and Germany is still a vassal state of America. So it's quite bizarre, really, that she's gone to America for asylum when the people responsible for creating such an oppressive state in Germany over her were the Americans in the first place. She is being supported in her asylum claim by Republican representative for Florida, Anna Paulina Luna, although it may take months to be processed. And I think she's still living there now. And this is something that Donald Trump said for quite some time now, is that America should be accepting white refugees, whether they come from South Africa, whether they come from Europe because they're being persecuted for being critical of their country's immigration policy. I mean, that is exactly what asylum is. If you are being politically persecuted in your own country, then you're supposed to be able to claim asylum elsewhere. And this is the first time that people have actually succeeded in claiming asylum in America for being persecuted for free speech. Simon Shepherd, many years ago, he went to America to claim asylum under their laws for being persecuted for talking about the Holocaust in Britain, you know, publishing comics about the Holocaust in Britain. And when he got to America, they just locked him up and sent him back to Britain. So this is the first time that America has actually accepted asylum claims from white people under free speech issues, which is a good thing. Of course, it doesn't detract from all the bad things that Donald Trump has done. Anyway, what we can see here is that the left, when they're pushed, or I guess they're just extremely brazen now, they're brazen enough to admit that when they bring in migrants from outside of Europe, part of the reason for doing so is because they know that they will vote leftwards and they can rely upon them to form a conspiracy, I guess you could call it, against the people on the right. And that is the way that people on the left tend to do things, unfortunately. They will conspire with the out-group in order to gain power and influence over their own group. And that's what we see happening here with Angela Merkel. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.